Okay, good morning, everyone. The reality is that in the frenzy of learning all the halachos, or trying, attempting to learn the halachos for all the Yom Tovim, we never do. We never learn all the halachos for all the Yom Tovim, and especially what tends to not really get its due is Sukkos. Hilchos Sukkah tends to fall by the wayside because by the time we remember that Sukkos is coming and we start learning about it, so we've already spent a whole lot of time in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We're going to continue learning about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and night between Inchan Maariv, but now let's segue to Hilchos Sukkah. So this is the very, very beginning of Hilchos Sukkah in Kuf Lamid Dalid in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So opening question is, what about, we know about the Shofar Blowers Union, what about the Sukkah Builders Union? What about the Sukkah Builders Union? What about utilizing help from others, from kids in the neighborhood, from yeshiva, bacharim, and the like, to build our sukkos for us? So, the Kitzur notes as follows. Mitzvah livnosis a sukkah miyad b'yom shel achar Yom Kippurim. As soon as Yom Kippurim is over, we know that there's a minhag even that night to at least begin the building of the sukkah in some capacity, but certainly the following day, the day after Yom Kippur. So if it's not already built, we try to make a point of building the sukkah there on that day, at least getting going, at least making significant progress and headway. Fafilu hu Erev Shabbos, even if it's Erev Shabbos, the mitzvah bo liyodcha, al tach mitzena. That if a mitzvah comes to your hand, so we don't want it to ferment, we don't want to let it sit, we want to fulfill that mitzvah with great zrizos, and to show that we're passionate about it, that we're excited about it, and also to actually make that a reality. Because when we act in that way, achar ha'pu'ulos nimshachos ha'levavos, that once we act in that way, our heart and our whole being, our whole essence is drawn after our outward behavior. The yivchar makom naki, you have to choose a proper, appropriate, clean place. It should be in a place that is b'chavad. We're going to be living there. L'hamid Hashem, u'mitzvah al kol adam, and it is a mitzvah upon, incumbent upon every person, shiyasok ba'atzmo va'asiyas ha'sukkah u'hanochas ha'schach, that he himself should personally be engaged in the mitzvah of building the sukkah and placing the schach. Va'af al pi shehu adam nichbad, even though he might be a very distinguished and honorable person, nevertheless, zehu kvodo, it's not beneath his dignity, this is what provides dignity. There's nothing more dignified than being able and having the opportunity to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem and being engaged in the creation of a sukkah, to be able to thereby fulfill the mitzvah. She'osig ba'atzmo the mitzvah, that he himself personally has the opportunity, he was selected, he was chosen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you, I pick you. It's the picture of Uncle Sam. So we don't make pictures of Hashem, but Kaddish Baruch is pointing at us and saying, I want you and I want your mitzvah. That's the greatest covet, it's the greatest honor in the world. The reality is we're not always capable of it, whether physically it's too difficult to exert ourselves, or there's just absolutely no time with work schedule and whatever the case may be. At the very least, even if we are going to solicit the aid of others and we're going to hire others to build the sukkah for us effectively, we should still try to be engaged in the process somewhat. Whether it means telling them, you know what, you put the schach on top, but let me roll it out. Or that you're engaged with them, or that you know you have some extra hands, but that to the greatest degree possible that we are also osik b'mitzvah. So much so that this is really the halacha that we should be making a shachianu on building the sukkah. Building the sukkah bears so much simcha that just building it before, it's not even sukkahs yet. We should really make a shachianu on just building the sukkah because we're so excited. We now have this cheftza shel mitzvah to be able to fulfill the mitzvah ultimately once sukkahs comes. However, we tend to be very conservative when it comes to brachos in general, and we rely upon the shachianu, sha'omer ba'kiddush, that will make in kiddush, at kiddush, on the first night of sukkahs. The Hadr Liapos is a sukkah hana'osa b'chelim nam umatzos na'os kafi kocho. To the greatest degree possible, we should beautify the sukkah. Beautifying the sukkah not only means with like tinsely, seemingly disposable kinds of that's your thing, or posters, whatever it is. It's amazing what we consider to be appropriate decor for it. Once it's sukkahs, it's like, the tinsely little leafy the plastic thing. So that's beautiful. Okay, so if we find those things beautiful, then we should. But also, in terms of what we put inside of the sukkah, as much as possible, appropriate furnishings and furniture and dishes to the greatest degree possible. Obviously, it becomes a little bit more compromising here where we can basically bank on rain at some point over the course of sukkahs. Had the opportunity to be in Eretz Yisrael for a number of sukkahs. I remember my first experience was in yeshiva. It was my first year, a few weeks into yeshiva, helping one of the guys in the kolo build his sukkah. A bunch of the bachurim went over to his house, and we were building. And he brings out a bookcase, and he starts putting svarim into the book. Are you out of your mind? You're going to ruin all your svarim. No, he won't. He will not ruin all his svarim, because it's not going to rain on sukkahs and Eretz Yisrael. It's a very, very beautiful thing. Anyway, to the greatest degree possible, appropriate furnishings and dishes and the like. Amazing thing. Everybody have a wonderful day.